Hello, and welcome back to Uneducated Reviews, where we typically review things that we're uneducated on, such as movies, TV shows, and maybe even one day, if we're lucky,
products.
Ooh! Wow.
Oh my God. Kenneth, you okay?
This week, we are reviewing What Lies Below. And boy, do I have issues with this film. The tomato meter seems to have less issues than I do.
What the fuck?
The critics gave it a 53%, and the audience gave it a 26%. So I don't know what the critics are saying.
I'm starting to think of the critics are surveys.
Mm-mm. Might be, mm-mm, right?
Because they're wrong.
Yeah, almost every time they're wrong.
Listen.
But to give you a quick synopsis, it's a movie about a socially awkward 16-year-old that meets her mother's fiancé, a man who charms... whose charm, intelligence, and beauty seems too perfect
beauty
to be human. Now, here are two issues that I have with the movie right off the bat. One, I don't see any reason why the daughter needs to be 16.
No. She's 26, the actress.
Yeah. There was no real reason.
So she can go to camp and not be looked at weird.
You can be a camp counselor.
Yeah. You can.
And still live with your mom.
Yeah.
Be visiting or something. You could have changed the narrative a little bit. This is weird.
There's no reason for them to focus on her. They focused on her because being 16 because she didn't even have her permit to drive a car.
They focus on her being so young because she goes to this camp because she's a mini scientist. So it's like a whole science kind of camp.
But what I'm saying is, like, why if focus you would have just that? Changed her, like, to counselor, like Ken said, it would change the story in no way, and it would more better suit her actual age. Or closer to it.
Okay.
A 26 can pretend to be a 21 or a 22. A 26 pretending to be a 16 this is not High School Musical anymore.
Jesus Christ.
She did look very young, though.
But the...
I don't think so.
I saw it in her hand.
To me, she looked a little older.
She did look older, she looked, but she was just... I mean, she acted the part.
She looked like an old 23.
Yeah.
You know, she looked like an old 23, but she was supposed to be playing, what, 12?
My biggest issue is not even with this movie itself. It's not. Someone was able to write it, get it funded.
Why can't I get funding like that?
They got somebody to do it. My issue is with you people that watch Netflix.
Was it in a top...
It thing? Wasn't just in the top 10.
It was the top.
Yeah, that's why when Isaiah said, when we were discussing like what movie we were going to watch, he said whatever's number one. And that's why I went to that one instead of What Keeps You Alive.
The movie is
it was
not
number one.
Even remotely close to being okay.
It's terrible.
It's so awful. And
there's a line Netflix, in there.
The people that watch Netflix watched it enough for it to jump to the number one spot?
Listen, maybe they watched it for the same reasons we did, because it was terrible.
Well, no, I mean, the assumption it was going to be good, because it was number one.
She's in a lot of good movies.
Okay, or everybody
what
saw
actress?
That the
16-year-old, forgot her name. She wasn't memorable at all. Yeah, she's in a lot of, like, good movies.
I have no idea.
I looked it up, and I saw them, and I'm like, oh, shit, she was in this. Oh, and this.
I think everybody really watched it because of the eye candy that is the main guy.
But then I saw him, and I just kept thinking to myself, and I know this is going to sound far-fetched, maybe, but there are certain scenes where I've seen him, and I'm like, so I'm going to watch this awful movie with a 16-year-old that doesn't need to be 16.
It really off-putting.
On Netflix in America, and now we got, like, a D-rate Henry Cavill.
Listen, okay.
That did look like a Henry Cavill, kind of.
What's going on?
Does she do a lot
of thriller suspense?
Really awkward.
Yeah.
I mean, you're supposed to be,
but
yeah.
Good.
It was too awkward, because I'll be sitting there, and I'm watching the scene, and I'm like, it doesn't have to be this awkward. Aren't you supposed to act human?
Yeah, like, and it's not their fault. Their acting performance wasn't awful. Like, it was, they
the
did
story
well
just
acting.
Sucked.
Yeah, the story it's, sucked. It's probably just what the director wanted for unknown reason. They did their job, so I'm not dissing them in any sort of way. They did what they were asked
Mans
to do.
Made me uncomfortable, and I think he was supposed to.
I also think it was really, really stupid when she got in the buggy. And she just
and drove it into
in
the fucking
lake.
And then she was surprised that it was going into the lake. She was like, no, please, no. And I was
it
wasn't
you pushed
neutral. It.
Yeah.
Don't know why I rolled forward like
well,
that.
Even if your car is in drive, it'll continue
moving.
No,
yeah, but it rolled.
Because it was a slope.
Yeah, I guess so.
She drove it to the edge of the lake, and the edge of the lake is a slope, and so, like, she left it in drive, hopped out the car, and the car was like, oh, I guess I'm rolling. Then it left.
That scene seemed like... It seemed like...
But she still had enough time to reverse that bad boy and maybe get it out.
That seemed like something that they thought about, like, during filming, where, like, on the script, it wasn't even a scene, and then they were like, why wouldn't she just drive away or you know, drive somewhere? And then they're like, oh, we gotta get rid of the car somehow. Let's just have her roll it into the lake for some reason. Kids do that, right?
No. Or, like, you can have it where, like, alien dude was like, oh, something's wrong with the car. And it, like, has, like, a remnant of him, like, you know, messing with the car so no one can leave.
He's an alien. Like, he doesn't understand that technology.
More, like, realistic, if she was just driving fast in this dark road, there's trees all around her, the trees stop and she thinks it's a clearing, she doesn't see that it's water, it's so flat and still that she just drives into it. That makes more sense.
Well, she grew up at this house, though. That's but the whole still, thing. Like, it could still work with the adrenaline, like her adrenaline of, like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
How to drive.
Mm-hmm. Listen, it was rough. The whole movie was rough. I wrote notes, and my first note is, Pop Pop never loved me. Yeah. And I just... this entire movie, I was so annoyed with the fucking mom. I hated the mom from the moment the mom showed up. I hated her. I was like, any scene with the mom, I was pissed. I was like, I don't want to watch this. But, like, she shows up.
She kind of looks like your mom. Honest,
love that. We hate her.
It's like, oh, God.
She shows up to the camp, and then she's like, where's your red hair? And she's like, I'm blonde now, because she's having a midlife crisis. And then she's like, something, something, and then doesn't tell the daughter that there's going to be a strange man she doesn't know in the house when they get there.
Oh, not only that, if I would... Okay, again,
you said,
it wouldn't be my life to
to judge,
but if I was 16 and my mom just showed up with someone and said, this is my fiancé, I'd be like, oh, me and my mom are going to
pissed.
War.
You know what else gets a little annoying? She was only at camp for 2 months.
Yeah.
She's already getting engaged.
Well, so she doesn't get engaged till, like, the middle of the story oh, we're pregnant. And then he's like, we're going to get married. And then one of the key components.
Also, a lot of sex noises in this movie.
Oh, yeah. So many. And weird, like...
Oh, my favorite... one of my favorite scenes... Well, there's not many, so... was when the daughter was trying to save, quote-unquote, save the mom by trying to get, physically pull her off of the alien guy.
Ugh.
And she starts yelling. She's like, you do this with all the people you'd never want to see me
all
happy.
All my boyfriends and, yeah.
And she's like, well, and then the daughter's like, the 16-year-old's like, well, I hope you're happy. By the way, she's like 43.
And then he gets fucking furious. He gets furious. I was like,
and
what the fuck?
And that same night, by the way. He didn't really care that much.
Well, yeah. He got so mad, and then we were all sitting here. We're like, why the fuck would he be so mad? And then I was like, oh, well, maybe since he's an alien, he needs her body to not be that old, because she's going to die.
Yeah, you don't know he's an alien at that point.
Well, we know that he's a bloodsucker.
He's weird.
Yeah. Well, you know there's something wrong with him, because by this point, we see something with his eye.
We see something, yeah, we see his eyes shut sideways.
What?
Yeah, like, he has two eyelids.
And his whole, like, back shivering.
This is after he licks her fucking... Okay, so the worst part in this movie for me was when they went out to deal with the trap, and then out of the blue, this 16-year-old gets her period and bleeds all over this fucking boat, and he then proceeds to put his hand on it and go, lick... And then he's like, we're both sides. And she's like, what the fuck?
So it's completely natural. Look.
Lick. I was like, ah! I was like, turn it off.
That was a little gross.
And then the 16-year-old has her best friend come on over.
And the line, the signature line is, he Donald Trump grabbed me. And I was like, oh.
Yes. But then she backtracks and then says, well, he didn't, like, grab me. And I'm like, so you're confusing your friend now. did he grab you?
What had happened was, and this is literally, that also pissed me off when the friend got there, because she's like, I'm gonna confront him. She goes to eat something and just wakes up in her bed. She's like, where's my friend? And the mom and the boyfriend are like, oh, she left. I don't trust you. What? And she's like, oh, that checks out to me. Doesn't check on him at all. Like, her. And I'm like, I would never. Also, I would call you. And the mom
is aware of the situation. She goes, he said it was an accident.
It's
it was
not
just
his
reflex.
Fault. He's awkward. She's like, I love him. And then
my daughter, I stab you.
And then this whole thing about, like, scratch my arm. That confused me because I'm like, she asked the daughter to scratch her arm at the beginning of the movie. Like, is this just a normal thing? Because the daughter didn't react weird. She was like, okay, like, yeah, usual, like, typical
I
us
feel
thing.
Like they don't truly even explain that.
Not at all.
She only asks people she's very comfortable with. So it's transitioning from her daughter being her comfort to this, her depending on this guy.
But then he's
no,
also,
like,
every time he scratched
body, you
her.
Can't scratch yourself. Get the metal in my back or something.
You obviously haven't
listen,
been scratched in certain comfortable places.
What the fuck
a back
are you
scratch
talking
goes
about?
A long way. Christopher. Okay? Listen, I like a back scratch as much as the next person, okay? And if I could get one, I'll ask.
I refuse.
But what I'm saying is she asked me to scratch her forearm.
Listen, but here's my thing.
That's
a little
weird.
Because the
very easy to reach it. And around.
Here's my whole thing about her scratching her arm, though. Like, okay, maybe it was a comfort thing, but then it turns into a way of him, like, controlling her. Because, like, she'll be, like, she was flipping out at one point in the movie about the daughter, and then he literally grabs her arm and starts, like, doing that whole, like, rubber arm thing, and then she completely, like, tones it out, and she's like, I want to go to bed. And then she just leaves.
I don't know. I think he was, like, feeling for, like, the blood. Because he kept, after he scratched, he, like, pressed. And you can see him, like, pressing forward. I don't know what he was trying to do, but...
He also had, like, these imprints on their wrists from, like, the bracelets he gave them. Which I feel like is, you putting a chip in your dog. And you're like, yeah, that's scruffy. You know?
Yeah,
and then they didn't explain... Okay, so at one point in the movie, there's, like, fucking three of him.
Oh, yeah, there's more knockoff Henry Cavill's in there.
So they're all just walking around town, and then she's like, oh my god, you're cheating on my mom. And then he's like, what? And then they show up, all of them show up at the end of the movie, and they're beating the shit out of her to put her in this fucking box. And we never get that explained.
And what else we don't get explained is, once the 16-year-old girl is in her quote-unquote box filling up with water... When it starts to pan out and you see all the boxes next to
they're all
to her,
redheads.
All this, essentially the same person.
Yeah. They're all the exact same model of person.
The
here's my
sucks.
Thing.
The mom's
here's...
not a redhead either.
No, the mom was a redhead. That was a point
they
in the
were,
beginning of
they
the movie.
They were both redheads.
No, they weren't.
Oh, no, she just had...
She's
her mom was
she has
redhead?
Little bits of
yeah,
red in her hair.
She had some red in her hair.
So what had happened was that the mom showed up to pick her up at the... Yeah, what had happened?
Is this an anti-ginger movie?
No, maybe it's them giving them a tip, like, yo, hide the gingers. But literally, she goes to pick her up, and then the mom's like my hair? And she's like, I liked it better when you were your red, when you had your red hair. Like, she's a natural redhead.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's like, well, I'm a blonde now. And then that's it. And then when they're in the boat and he
like
grabs
a
her.
Of ours here that you know, went from red to blonde very recently.
She's a blonde.
but I'm a natural blonde.
Yeah,
so.
Natural. But like when they're in the boat and then that whole like period scene happens, he stares at her right before he like no right after he like
well,
licks his hand.
Can we first say how the whole relationship between them was uncomfortable?
Highly uncomfortable.
Because at the beginning, it felt like, well, you knew she liked him.
Hold on,
and then
hold
it
on.
Felt reciprocated for a little bit
it
there.
It did for a
and
second.
And then I was like, great, they're going to have a whole affair.
Gonna,
and that's going to be weird. And then it just kept going, and then
I
she got weirded
know,
by him.
I thought this movie was going in a Wattpad direction. and it didn't. It took a very sharp left turn, and I was like, whoa, what's going on? But basically, oh, what I was saying about the hair. He looks at her, and then he's like, you have little bits of red in your hair. And then he becomes obsessed with her. Because he's like, you're young. You know? But yeah, no, I thought it was going to become a love affair between these
two.
Yeah, because I
mean,
like,
especially when he hugged the mom, and then he put his hand on her shoulder and
yeah,
like, gave her this look.
He was like, he gave her like this Rico Suave look. He was
really
like,
did.
Hey, what's going on there, baby? And then she's just like...
He was like, I want you to feel included.
But then she's like, I think you were in my shower.
Oh, that was weird.
She literally, she felt somebody there. I'm sorry, but when I feel somebody, like, if I feel a presence in my bathroom, I'm going balls to the wall. I'm naked. I have nothing to lose right now.
Bro, listen, if I step in, to this day, I don't know what movie scarred me, but to this day, if I walk into a shower
Is it Psycho?
Or into a bathroom that does not have a glass wall,
I'm not showering there.
Pulling the curtains.
Real quick. Yes, you know, yes.
And then I'm doing my business.
Kenneth once told me this, and I said, I never do that. And then ever since he said it, I've started to do it because I'm like, what if he's right?
Can I admit to a crime real quick?
I never go in the bathroom. If the shower curtain is closed, I always check it.
Always. Every single
There's
time.
There's no, even if it's open.
This is like my church confession.
We don't have to. Always.
We have all
glass. I can go in to wash my hands with the door open. If the shower curtain is slightly closed, I will always look behind it. I never trust it. Same with going outside to my back door.
Do you ever just randomly punch the curtain so you hope the person behind the curtain gets scared and they're like, whoa, I can fuck with them?
No.
No?
Do you even do that at other people's houses?
I do, but I want to admit to a crime. So, like.
Who has a shower curtain closed? I'm sorry. I get that there's a thing like called mold that can build up if it's just like crumpled up in a corner.
Well,
but I don't trust it.
Especially Hispanics. Yeah, they have like an entire like fucking thing,
yeah, my
and
mom
they put
it. Want... She's like, close the curtain.
It's like a very they'll get very fancy curtain.
I don't
things
think
to put
that's
there.
Just a Hispanic thing. I think that's like an all around thing because you don't want people to see in your shower.
As a white,
you would rather
as a
have them
white.
Have a thing there. And look at that.
Listen, as a halfer, I think I'm the only halfer. No, you're a halfer. Halfer for the whites. Never seen it in a white person's house. Never seen it in another. Like, right. None of my relatives, nobody.
A non-Hispanic.
Even before going outside, like, I always look before I
open
the sliding door. The front door.
The fancy.
I can always close it, but the sliding door, I always look before I open it. It's for the same reason. Someone could be crouching there. I don't trust it.
Oh, my God.
I'm very paranoid.
Listen, but let me admit to my crime real quick.
I'm very careful.
So what I used to do at sleepovers...
is you hide between
I would
the
hide
and the one that goes inside.
Yes. So I would hide there. And then I'd fuck with my friends like that. And then when I started thinking about it, like, I'd go home and then, you know, like, you're the older sibling and, like, usually your siblings will follow your lead. Paul started doing it to me and I was like, yo, this is fucking terrifying. And I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. And it was just, that was my crime. And it was mean. But
hey,
it was mean.
You know what's crazy? That story right there.
That's a 7-year-old
movie.
It was a 7-year-old on a 7-year-old hate crime right there. That was rough.
But this guy in the shower scene was disturbing.
He said,
"No,
he was just good at being creepy."
Yeah, he touched it, and I'm like, "Wouldn't?
Why
you...
wouldn't you like?" He
well,
touched
she was
it.
Shampooing her face.
No, I'm sorry. She was soap.
She had
washing.
That soap bar everywhere.
She had that soap. She washed her hair with a soap bar with some Irish goddamn spring. She put it in her hair, on her face, on every little part of her. And I'm like, the pH of your fucking hair and your face are screwed.
I have a question.
Screwed.
A little off topic, but I have a serious question.
Yes.
When you bathe, do you
shower?
Rub the soap on your body? Or do you just...
I have a loofah.
Do you rub it on your body or do you rub it in your hands? If you don't have a loofah, do you rub it on your hands then rub it on your body?
I rub it on my hands.
Touching your ass and your cooch and your dick. And then going back to your face.
Well, you see, I don't have a dick. So.
I've stayed all of them.
If I don't have a loofah, I'll grab a little towel. A little towel and use that.
You see,
and then
I rub
wash
it on my
hands.
And you can wash your hands in the shower because
you
have soap.
Before
you
go to your face.
You know?
And then you do
your
face.
You're literally surrounded by
you're
soap.
You're surrounded by soap and
that.
Water.
I'm not talking about your hands.
I also
I'm
have like
about the
four
literal...
different body wash processes I go through.
I'm talking about the literal ball of
that.
Soap.
Yeah. Hi, Ashley Schwartz.
We're best
but
friends.
But you would be sharing that same soap with like four other people.
So why are you rubbing that soap?
So I see why you're more self-conscious.
He stamps a K on it and then he's like, fuck, my house is full of K's.
I guess they're all K's. Like, I get that it's a literal bar of
he's
soap.
He's like, KN. Fuck.
So
Kevin.
Wait, what team are you on?
I'm on the rubbing my hands with soap.
And then like,
then why are we all talking about this? I am on the same page.
I would never put the bar of soap all over my body and then
I
share with
never...
the next person to come in and then the next person.
I also don't use bars of soap anymore. Because I only use body wash. Like, the only soap bars I have are, like, face stuff and like body.
Body wash doesn't do it
for me. I love that we were so get a loofah. We were so disinterested by this movie that we're literally talking about soap.
I just want to talk about her showering process and how it's not appropriate.
But yeah, I just want to figure out that. What about you, Isaiah?
And she had her eyes covered in soap for far too long.
We go back on
You're
topic.
Telling me that yeah. you guys don't do like a mini panic attack when you have to like close your eyes completely oh, yeah. in the fucking shower,
yeah.
and you're like, I'm in darkness because your eyes are closed. You're like, I'm blind.
Good reason though, stuff- because I look to my right and you're just on the other side of the glass.
Yeah, but this is funny. I like to break into the bathroom and just stare. And then eventually he'll turn around and he's like, Jesus! And I'm like, hi.
So these fears are real. They're not.
I gotta keep you on your toes, okay?
I can't just punch through a curtain either. It's a glass.
he just like puts his foot against the glass so I can't open, and he's like, what do you want? What are you doing here? And I'm like, nothing.
Anyway, but this guy was really good at being creepy in doorways. Mm-hmm. Like,
listen, yeah, he did that whole oh no, Isaiah was gonna talk. My bad. really went off on It was. I'm sorry. I just got into that panic attack mode that you get when your eyes are closed in the shower.
Yeah, no. I feel that. I mean, I try and get through body wash with loofahs, but if you're put into the situation in which you have to, it's honestly whether I remember or not.
What if you remember what?
If you use the bar or not?
No, not if I use the. But no. Like what I'm saying is like sometimes I'll just be so like this time I'm just kind of like. You know, getting through the process, and other times I'll be like more alert and aware, like, yeah, I should probably just there you go, use the hand, and it'll rotate. But I'm also so the clean. Only person in my whole house that uses that shower.
That makes mm-hmm. sense.
That also, like, that you, yeah. you're like, who touched? Oh, me.
That was me.
It's just me.
What were you saying?
That this guy's creepy?
Oh, he was really good at being creepy for a very attractive man. The man, fucking on point. With his creepiness.
I wish it would have been.
I want you to know that this movie lacked so much substance, was so bad that the only thing that they used to promote it on Netflix was the one scene of this alien man coming out of the lake in a Speedo.
Delicious.
Like when you look at the movie on Netflix, you hover over it, it gives you the description
because
of the
they're trying
of a Speedo. Because
they're trying
right.
to sell it off like it's going to be your Wattpad fantasy kind of thing. Like, oh, you wanted my mom, but now I'm hotter than my mom kind of thing.
I feel like that's step one to know that this movie has no substance.
Which is like, you know?
Like, I think it would have done a. I think it would have been very good if they just made it scarier instead of just...
Strange.
Thriller? What, I don't know.
I don't know if it would be a thriller.
Is it,
like,
I think it's
just like, if they just made it like more horror, I think it would have been turned out better.
Yeah, I think if they made it more horror and explained more. Yeah.
If we
would have
seen the alien and not just his fucking legs, I think we would have liked it more.
Like you could tell they were boots.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, they never had a budget.
They definitely had a budget.
But, like, if you're going to have, like, an alien movie, like, if you're going to do
You should put a little bit more into your alien.
Okay. Sorry, yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's okay. So you know, like, how at the end they trap her in a box and she's like, she can't breathe?
Banging yeah. on that box.
And I didn't understand it at all. I didn't understand what was going on and how she was, yeah, how she was going to survive. Until I read an interview.
What?
So, I was...
Zoe did her fucking research.
No. Since this was a number one movie on Netflix, there was an interview with the guy, and I found it one day while I was scrolling through Twitter, and I was like, listen, I have a lot of unanswered questions. I'm gonna read this interview and see if maybe I can... Maybe if I can put the puzzle pieces together.
Get some closure, right?
Yeah. I need this.
And so I read the interview with the guy, the director of this movie. I think he's also the screenwriter.
Does he look creepy? Do you think he looks kind of creepy?
I read it, so I didn't see his face. Oh,
damn.
Get it? There were words.
Duh. I wouldn't know. I only do pictures.
And so he says, like, she got trapped in the box, and the reason she can breathe in the box is because he gave her this ability to breathe underwater. So, yeah, I don't know how, I guess it was the orb.
When the baby was born, he took the baby and the baby was dying, and then he gave it this like color, no, this it's bold orb.
The girl.
No, yeah, but he gave that orb to that baby thing that they created because he was like, no, no, and then somehow it's okay suddenly when he gives him the orb. So then
I thought it still died.
Huh?
Didn't the baby die?
It was dying, and then he gave it an orb. And she watched him give it an orb, and like it was a bright light coming out of him going into the baby. I think it was fine. I think he put it away.
No, you don't see the baby after that. Yeah. So I think it was fine.
Yeah, I think it was fine.
He didn't touch
it. But then she knows that he's going to, like, he has this thing that he does because she saw him do it to the baby. So, like, at the end, he has her, like, tied to a chair in the typical, like, Batman sense. And she's like, no, no, because she knows he's going to put this fucking orb in her. So, like, that makes sense to me then. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, so then apparently she smirks at the end of that scene. It's because she realizes that she can breathe underwater. No. And then all of those pods are apparently a spaceship.
And with that being said, disgusting. I will give this movie a 4.
Can I also mention that the mom had a sex joke with the daughter every, like, every scene they were together, there was one sex joke or some innuendo.
That was weird.
Every single one. She was like, ha ha, yeah. And then she literally says, I want to bounce John. And I was like, what?
Yeah, she was a little too open.
I was like, what the fuck? And then I just, there was so many problems with this fucking movie. So many goddamn problems.
I don't. Sorry, I yawned.
They were literally, because this movie makes you yawn. They were talking about college at one point, and then she was like, I can't go out of state or anywhere away from my mom because she's threatening to sell my house. I'm like, she can't sell your house.
Yeah. She said, oh, my father never loved me. Like, then leave.
Then sex it's to my suck.
House. Get the fuck out. Why are you here? Buy one.
It drove me insane. Because she's 16. It drove me insane. It drove me insane because she was like, I'm going to sell this house if he told me that you want to leave and this and that. And I'm like, you can't sell her house. It's not your house to sell.
It's in my name. Oh, bitch.
And then Chris was really, really taken back about this tradition that the girl had, that she buried those tins and would look at them once a year. He was like, oh, yeah, that's a weird thing. We're not letting our kids do any of that shit. I was like, oh, God. Oh, yeah,
that was just obsessive.
I was like, he was like, that's not healthy.
You don't have a gift this year? No. He died 12. Drop it. It's done.
But I will say everybody grieves in their own way, so do what you want.
I am still depressioned. Yeah. Brownie, I miss you.
True.
Also, I think that's it. I have a bunch of dumb notes. I have a note that his running outfit makes him look what is that, Despicable Me? Minion.
I would like to say that was me drawing it, because when he ran in that raincoat, he literally looked like a yellow blob that was just like running with his arms like all over the place.
It was so
funny. I loved that for him.
Because he's not human. He doesn't know how to move the body.
Like that. You say that. He was.
Yeah, so I drew like a little yellow blob with a face, and that just had squiggly arms because that's what he looked like.
I also have in my notes, glasses equals new person, because he had glasses and he was walking around.
But that was a different person.
It was a different person. So. And then my other note says, John can't wink, but it's because his eyes blink sideways. and then I just have, I can't stand this mom, and it was terrible. This movie was
I will say, while I don't like this movie,
watch it with your
after
friends.
Reading that whole interview with that guy, he was just really super proud of his movie, and he was like, I made this with my friends and we're all from university. And while I don't stand this movie, I stand the guy that made it, because I believe in your
dreams.
We
believe in passion.
Yes. You were really passionate about this, and I love that for you.
But he thought it was good.
Great.
Okay, but here's my thing.
Passion gets you to number one on Netflix,
though. Here's my thing, baby.
I mean, we can hate on this all we want, but the man made his money. Something, yeah.
Even if it was for a week.
Listen.
He got our attention.
Here
it
is.
Maybe for the day.
Oh, my God. Here, but like, my, passion, and you know he had to sell this fucking movie. So what if he sold this movie not as how the movie turned out? Like, what if during production they were like, oh, we have too many holes, and in fixing their own holes, they created more holes.
A monster.
And they were like, oh, time's up, gotta go. Just release it.
Anyway.
That's what it felt like.
That's when we were
talking around worms. What was the movie called?
No, it was... Fuck.
Lynchworms?
No, they were a type of fish. They were a type of fish.
Oh, the Okay. Fuck. You know about this movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They drank blood.
Yeah, the parasite things.
Yeah. Like, he was like, these bad boys have been around forever.
I wrote it down and completely forgot.
But yeah, so. I mean, like, I like I was saying, I did not like the movie. I think it would have been a lot better if it was a horror. Because when it did get to the part where there was a bunch of the guy just, like, crawling all over the house on the roof and stuff and the shadows.
It could have been scary, but you didn't
like,
let
that
it.
Was, like, pretty good, but then it just kind of...
What?
Oh, the friend died, by the way. I'm I don't so know if itchy. We've mentioned that. She disappeared and she's just dead. She's cut in half.
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
Don't mention how
they're
that
like,
happened,
yeah, she went home and then she's, like, crawling around her fucking basement and then she sees her in a tank and they're drinking her blood and I'm like... Does anybody have any specific... What is... My favorite hated part of this fucking movie has to be... What is it? Him just walking up to the house. Like she arrives and the mom doesn't even introduce him. Like, she doesn't introduce him until after he just walks up to the house and then she's like, who the fuck are you? Kind of. And then the mom's like, oh, that's my boyfriend. I think that's my favorite part. My worst favorite part. Because he's clearly checking her out. And she's like, wow, this could go another way for me. And then she's like, I'm here, this is my boyfriend. And then she's like, no.
She's like, oh,
no.
But then she was like, maybe.
Also, the vibrating thing he did next to the fucking water to shake off all the water.
I just looked up, typed in fish of what lies below. And it's the movie. It says, what is what lies below? The horny sea monster movie that's number one on Netflix.
Horny.
And
then it says, that's why it got number one, because it was horny.
Says, horny tune turned horrific. Pornographic scene. By relationship, do you mean he literally sleeps with the fishes, or is he himself a fish?
He sleeps.
Hide a fish fetish. Let's get back to the horniness for a second. Is this like porn adjacent? This is all what this movie is.
Oh my god. Listen, when he
not
when
enough
he
sex scenes for
on the first on the first night of her being back and they're going to town across the hallway, and he just comes and decides to drink a huge glass of water in her doorway while staring at her. Oh, yeah, I was like, weird. What?
He's creepy in doorways.
I was like, what? He loves doorways.
The daughter also like heard them
was,
and went to
was,
peek under the door.
Yeah, she was peeking it on was, her mom. Yeah. Fooling around. I was like, okay, three. This is a three.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna give this movie, I'm sorry, but like a two. But I give Jeez. The guy who directed it because he believes his in his
that
dreams.
Man gets
I
eight.
Give him a ten.
A Whoa. Two?
Yeah, I didn't really like this movie. But
when,
you know,
when the
man
Donald Trump
made
line
it,
sold me.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
Keep going.
You're doing
you
great, kid.
Name?
No.
No.
Then you don't remember,
but we believe in him.
No, but you know what? I believe in him because he believes in him.
Yeah. And that's what matters. Yeah. If you can sell yourself, you got you.
I didn't
can.
Like the
I
movie.
Hope he continues to make movies and I hope he grows.
I you hope know? He figures out how to actually do sci-fi without having to be so horny.
Yeah, well, I didn't like the movie, but it did feel, you know,
lean
like
into one.
I guess.
Either
like
go
indie?
Saucy, either go 50 Shades or go full fucking Battlestar Galactica. Like, come on.
But yeah, no, I'd probably go with like a five. I didn't like the movie,
well,
but
gonna...
I didn't hate the movie, so I think a five's a good.
I want you to
good,
think about all those top scenes and tell me if that five really stands.
There was a lot I hated
those
about
top
it.
Those
but
top
I
hated
did,
scenes. Yes.
I don't hate the movie. I just didn't like the direction. I don't think.
Yes.
I hated the movie. I'm gonna give it a two.
Goodness.
It
in
was
those even,
harsh.
Baby.
It wasn't good.
Listen, give us another Velocipaster.
I wasn't
Velocipaster. Wait, Velocipaster was awesome.
That's exactly, that's what I want.
Every week.
Yeah, this movie was not memorable at all. I'm so serious. I'm tired as fuck. I'm so serious right now. Me and Isaiah were talking about this earlier. We did not remember anything about this movie before we did this podcast.
Besides.
Notice how I stopped talking after the first half? Because I just couldn't remember nothing.
There was
oh
nothing memorable. The movie
and they watched
all...
it more recently than we did.
Yeah, we did.
It was supposed to be you guys telling us how the movie went. Yeah, there was a lot of,
You wouldn't have believed us.
It sucks. It's a two for me. Yeah.
We would have told you horny fish and you would have been like, bullshit.
I'll stick with my 4, more so because the actors only did what they were asked to do.
Oh, this was no hate to the actors. Oh, no, you did your job.
You did your job. It was supposed to look shitty. It was.
Listen, yeah. I just want to also mention one thing. I have something stupid. I have a fear of swimming in lakes. So this entire scene,
I'm not a big fan of that either. It's a fine fear to have here.
But like they were swimming around in this lake, like they're going. The other movie had a lake also, and I was just like, who swims in a lake? Like that? No. And then I swam in a lake once,
and it was while I was at camp.
I hate lakes. I fell into a lake and cried.
Hate everything about it. But you know what? That's Florida lakes. We're used to this.
I'm a Texan.
Lakes aren't like this.
Yeah.
I came from Texas. Like
that's fine. That's still in the
still
south.
Fear that
There's
shit.
More lakes.
That still is not fear swamp. That shit. Lake Michigan's
alligator infested.
There, exactly. Lake Michigan's apparently also a death trap. I think
it is. It is.
Fucking who swims in lakes? What?
And yeah.
Yeah.
I don't swim in a lake.
I would not. Would you swim in a lake?
I think I would.
How dare you? See, everybody's here judging me.
I would kayak in a lake.
I'll kayak in a fucking lake.
You know, I kayaked in a lake once, and then all of a sudden they went, oh, by the way, this whole river is, like, gator infested.
Yeah,
I flipped in a canoe, and they're like, oh, yeah, down there's, like, the gator pit that you're floating over. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, like, get back on there.
No.
You're fine. Yeah. Flip it over.
Would you swim in a lake?
Not here.
Anywhere. Would you swim in a lake?
Would you put your hand in a lake and when your hand comes up it's covered in
leeches.
Gunk.
Disgusting.
Right? It's just gross.
Listen,
whenever you see these movies,
Florida lakes too. Crikeys.
Listen. Listen, whenever you see these movies and these people are like tire swinging over a lake and shit, I'm like untrusted. No, that's not a thing.
I think
that's
that we also have a different thing for lakes because of the fact that we're surrounded by beaches, so we have a different option. Other people don't.
Fuck lakes. I said what I said. Fuck them.
Well, Florida lakes, again, suck. But movies are two. Movies sucked.
Yeah.
I hope that you enjoyed mostly a random podcast and not really a movie podcast because we went off on way too many tangents.
Do you want us to say random?
Watch it at your own...
Don't go in lakes.
What?
Nothing good.
Don't go in lakes.
Okay, this movie has been reviewed. Thank you.
Goodbye.